play into the third quarter and just get a good measure of where you are and where this offense is at?
I think I'm really excited about it, especially coming off last week, just being able to hopefully go out and continue to move the ball the way we have, but then find ways to score touchdowns. And so it'll be awesome to be able to play a half and then come out and see how we can respond after a halftime, get in that flow and get comfortable with the game setting in that kind of way.
What kind of test do you think Atlanta will be for you guys this offense?
They're a great team. I think that, they went deep in the playoffs for a reason last year, and so it'll be a good test for us on both sides of the ball. We're going to have to be focused and make sure we're prepared to play.
You feel like you guys did a lot better on offense this past Saturday, and I know the drops killed you as a quarterback. I mean, is there a fine line in getting on a guy, but also, not wanting to create an issue with calling?
Yeah, I've told you guys I got trust in all these guys, and so I think a lot of times what I'll try and do is find a way to go back to them and let them know that I got confidence in them, that that I'm going to go back to them when the opportunity presents itself, and I believe that they'll make the play.
What's your sense of the progress of the offensive line in terms of the gelling, and how different has it been for you operating behind this group?
I think they're doing great. I think they're coming together really well. I think you see it both in the run and pass game. They're doing well, and I think they're working well together, and they'll just continue to anticipate calls, pick up different looks, different blitzes easier and more naturally, I think, the more time they spend with each other. So I'm excited about it, and it's awesome to play behind them.
Kendall had the knee injury, not as bad as first appeared. You got missed kind of the rhythm you've established with him, and then how about him filling in that void?
Yeah, I think you guys know Kendall's a dynamic player and a guy that it creates matchups for you everywhere. So, you obviously miss him when he's out, but I thought Damian's done a really good job in the first two games and throughout this training camp of stepping up and making plays for us. He shows up everywhere. So he's a guy that knows all positions, can go and play any position anytime you need him to. And I think he's really, really done well in this training camp. Got a lot of trust in him and excited about having him in there.
Dallas said, I guess it doesn't hurt Kendall maybe as much as it does you, just because, the Kendall absence, just because you guys have built up such chemistry. How much does that hurt that over the next couple of weeks?
You'd like to think that it doesn't do anything. Well, when he gets back, I'm sure that he'll be going just like he was, and we'll be able to find that chemistry again real quick.
You're impressed with Doyle. I know he had a drop. I don't know whether you were the QB, and then when that happened, you like what you see from him, and you tell a guy like that to hang in there after something like that?
Definitely. I think, it was an opportunity for him to run with the first group for the first time, probably some nerves, and he's had a great camp. He's done really well, everything we've asked of him. He's picked up this offense really quickly, and he's just a guy that's got good football sense. So, excited about what he's done. He's just got to continue to work.
What's your impression of Delaney, and how quickly can you guys form?
Delaney, again, is a special player, and so I think getting him out here as soon as we can, having the opportunity to throw individual routes, throw some team routes when he's feeling like he's able to do that, the quicker we can do that and the more opportunities we have for that, the better off we'll be.
And some of the Dal mentioned that he's left some of the stuff that he wants Delaney to do out of that. How long will that take to kind of add that into the offense?
I think once he gets back, you'll start seeing more of it.